The United States says it will withdraw or deny visas to any International Criminal Court personnel investigating possible war crimes by U.S. forces or allies in Afghanistan.
I'm announcing a policy of U.S. visa restrictions on those individuals directly responsible for any ICC investigation of U.S. personnel. This includes persons who take or have taken action to request or further such an investigation. These visa restrictions may also be used to deter ICC efforts to pursue allied personnel, including Israelis, without allies' consent. But you should know.
Pompeo said that visa restrictions will not be the end of Washington's efforts. He threatened additional steps, including economic sanctions, against ICC if the court does not change its course. But The Hague insists that it was an independent institution and would continue its work, quote, undeterred by Washington's threats. In November, 2017, ICC prosecutor requested authorization to initiate a probe into alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Afghanistan since mid-2003. And now joining us for this news review is Mr. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist out of Toronto, Canada, and Edward Corrigan, international lawyer, out of Toronto as well. Hello, gentlemen. Thank you both for joining us here on Press TV's News Review. I want to welcome you both. Now, if we could start with you, Mr. Edward Corrigan. Now, what's the point of the ICC if, according to John Bolton, he said that it's all but dead to us? So what's the point? Is it only alive when you could fetch it on your adversaries?
Well, the United States, of course, is hypocritical with its approach towards human rights violations. They turned a blind eye to human rights violations in Saudi Arabia. They've actually tried to, you know, prevent any investigation into Khashoggi's, brutal murder in Istanbul. They have, where it suits their purposes, they have used, international tribunals against their perceived enemies, and yet they've protected other people, especially the Israelis. The Americans contend that they are not a signatory to the Rome Statute, which gives jurisdiction to the World Court. But the World Court is for the world, and it's one thing to apply it within the United States for actions in the United States with the United States' own legal system. But it's another thing when a foreign country invades a country like Afghanistan, commits horrendous human rights violations, murders, tens of thousands of civilians, and is acting totally illegally from an international law point of view or from a criminal law point of view. And of course, Afghanistan, Syria, Lebanon, other countries are signatories to the court, and that gives the International Criminal Court jurisdiction to hear them. There's no army or police force that will enforce their decisions, but it's definitely a very, very powerful political statement and can have an impact on world opinion and hopefully opinion within the country that's doing the violation. But it's clear the United States forces committed many human rights violations, including torture in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and their weapons have been used indiscriminately to kill civilians in Yemen, in Syria, and other places. And the Americans think they're above the law, and they can bully and push people around and threaten people at will, which, of course, to me is a crazy way of thinking and even signs of insanity, except unfortunately this type of insanity seems to be a bit contagious. It's spread to other members of the Trump administration as well.
And if I could now speak over to you, Mr. Eric Wahlberg. Sir, I mean, a million Iraqis dead in the illegal invasion of that country, and now you see Washington trying to, get in front of the ICC, not allowed into Afghanistan. What is Washington hiding with respect to its soldiers and the CIA in Afghanistan?
Well, of course, it's clearly there are human rights violations, war crimes that are being carried out. When you have a war, you invade another country forcefully, you're going to commit war crimes. And the U.S. doesn't want to be held accountable. It does have its own court system within the military, but almost no one is, there are no serious justice. There's no serious justice within the military. It's there are internal courts. So that's all the U.S. wants. It doesn't want to expose itself to international retribution.
And if I could swim back over to you, Mr. Corrigan, Mike Pompeo, this is an exact quote. Our first and highest obligation of our government is to protect its citizens. Now, does that mean at all costs, if they go into a country, rape and pillage and literally murder the local population there, you've seen them come under trial, soldiers for getting way out of control, what kind of message would that be, you know, Pompeo sending to even to American citizens themselves?
Well, and then like a blank check to do whatever they want. I think, Goebbels from the Nazi party in the Second World War would be very proud to embrace that statement to protect the citizens. But war crimes, mass murder, killing of tens of thousands of civilians. One report says the United States has killed over 500,000 people since 9/11. And, these are horrendous crimes, yet the Americans say, oh, we're not bound by them. We look after ourselves. And they're threatening, India for working with the Chinese. They're threatening Italy for the same thing for the Silk Trade Route. They're threatening, other countries. They're even, actively trying to undermine the duly elected government in Venezuela. So, the United States is really almost out of control. And they're drunk with their own sort of sense of power. And, other people have made this comment, but when you look at Trump and his entourage and the number of criminal charges that have been laid against them, it's almost like a criminal gang has seized control of the United States and is doing whatever it wants to make as much money as it can in very cruel ways. And, of course, not caring about education, health care, welfare, other things, or the debt. It's just sort of a criminal gang that has acquired control of the United States is now basically running amok and sees itself above any sort of control and sees itself above law and, in particular, international law.
And Mr. Wahlberg, I'm going to let you get the last word in, sir. It's funny, Donald Trump as a candidate, he actually harped on this exact issue. He said, everywhere we go in the Middle East, all we do is get in there, make a mess out of the situation. A lot of those invasions are illegal. We have to put an end to it. And now here he is trying to actually, thwart efforts to bring justice to a lot of, innocent civilian populations that are particularly targeted by illegal acts by the U.S. government.
I don't think he ever indicated that he was concerned about the committing of war crimes. He was concerned more about the spending. This was a way that he wants to pull the troops out because he's an isolationist. But that doesn't mean you will condone the international community arresting American citizens and trying them for war crimes. That's, he never made that. He's a very cruel leader. He's not interested in human rights.
So Eric, what, the ICC laws only apply to African leaders and Middle East leaders? They don't apply to Tel Aviv and Washington? Is that how Trump sees it in his administration?
Yes, that's how he sees it. The U.S. Is not, is immune from international justice. It's the same with the British when they had their empire at their peak. They were committing massive war crimes and no one even reported most of them because we didn't have the media that we have today. But there's really nothing new going on. It's just that we maybe know more about these war crimes and are very upset by it.
And before we let you guys go, we have less than about 40 seconds. Mr. Corrigan, do you want to get any final thoughts in before we let you go?
I agree with my friend Eric. This is a terrible time. The United States sees this as a tool. The only international tribunal that investigated was in Yugoslavia, where they're white Europeans, but they also were communists. And they used the international court system to punish the Yugoslav leaders and military leaders. But even the president posthumously was acquitted of the crimes that he was accused against. But other than the Yugoslav Civil War, I can't think of anything else where the international criminal courts has moved forward because either the Americans or the Europeans would have opposed that.
Gentlemen, thank you for both joining us. Edward Corrigan and Eric Wahlberg, both out of Toronto, Canada. And viewers, thank you for joining us in this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure.